Welcome to Inside Pop. I'm Amita Patel.
And I'm Sean David Johnson. This week, we have some really big news that will have a big impact on our podcast.
Plus, we'll see how well last week's big sell, the Alabama Shakes, rate this week.
It's all ahead on Inside Pop. Welcome, everyone, to Inside Pop. We are going to get right to it. Amita and I have some very exciting news about our podcast. Inside Pop, in just a couple of weeks, will be part of the Maximum Fun Podcast Network.
We are so, so happy about joining such an amazing network dedicated to culture and comedy. They have amazing podcasts like Bullseye, hosted by Jesse Thorne, Pop Rocket, Throwing Shade, and The Greatest Generation. So obviously you're probably sitting here like, what does this mean? Is this podcast going to change?
I plan to change. I plan to become much more difficult.
Great.
With which to work. And yeah, I'm going to have an attitude and I'm not going to ask viewers to tweet in. Because I won't care what they think. Because I'm
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I'm on a
podcast. Tone it down a notch, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, okay. No, that's not true. Seriously, nothing's going to change. We're still going to have the same great segments. We're going to continue to add new segments and be ourselves. Really, the only difference is that this podcast can now be found on the Maximum Fun Podcast Network.
Yeah, and we'll still be coming out every single week, and it's kind of a win-win for all of us. We hopefully get more people to find us and hopefully enjoy our commentary and fun, silly things that we do on this podcast. But also, you can now go to Maximum Fun and find some other podcasts that you may enjoy as well, and we are super, super excited to be part of their family.
And I get driven to our podcast record sessions every week, correct?
Well, they're in your own home, so you're just going to walk to them.
Sounds like a good start.
Yeah, exactly.
So look for us on Wednesday, July 5th, the beginning of our time on Maximum Fun Network. We're really looking forward to being part of that great podcast network. And we hope that you, dear listeners, will continue to listen to us and enjoy us and spread the word.
Congrats, Sean David Johnson.
Well done, Amita Patel. So one thing that you can count on, continue to count on hearing every week, is The Big Sell. Each week, Amita and I have taken turns big selling something from the world of pop culture that one of us loves and sells it to the other. And then the next week, we find out what the rating and review of that big sell is.
It's such a fun segment. We've been doing it since day one on this podcast, and I am super excited to discuss your big sell from last week, Killer Diller Blues by the Alabama Shakes.
Right on.
So you had mentioned when you sold this to me that all of the instruments were all from century ago or something?
Yeah, the recording devices.
The recording devices, not the instruments. Okay. All I know is I felt like I went back in time, as you thought I would, when I listened to this song. It has such a great blues folky feel, and it felt like an old-timey recording, which is exactly what you said it would. And even in the fact that it was only like a little over than 2 minutes, I was like, wait, it's over? And, you know, I think songs were shorter back then, too. So it really just felt like I went into a time capsule when I listened to this song. And, I mean, Alabama Shakes is such an incredible band. So I really, really enjoyed this. So thank you.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever discussed Alabama Shakes on this podcast before, have
we? I don't think we have. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're both quiet Alabama Shakes fans. We don't make a big fuss about our love of Alabama Shakes, but I do enjoy them a lot.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think there's that's one thing that's really fun about this segment and the fun about this podcast, even a little over a year and a half into it, is that we still like learn that, oh, you're into this too? Oh, okay. It's great. So am I.
Yeah, it's funny. We speak every week about pop culture and I'm still discovering things that you love, right?
Like, yeah, you know, like Yeah, like today you were telling me how you went to this George O'Keefe exhibit. And I was like, well, I love George O'Keefe.
Yeah, I think I had in the recesses of my memory knowledge of your love of George O'Keefe. If you are in Brooklyn, this is a tangent big sell, and you get here, I think, before mid to late July, definitely check out the Georgia O'Keeffe exhibit at the Brooklyn Museum. It's all about her art and her fashion and her interior design and basically just how she curated her entire life in a really consistent, beautiful way. So I suggest that. Big sell tangent.
A bonus big sell right there. Yeah, really. I'm definitely going to try to check it out. But without further ado, my review of this. I really enjoyed this, like I said, this kind of blast from the past sound from this band that is very current and recording instruments that were from the past. So it was a really cool mix. So I would definitely give this song 3.25 stars.
Congratulations, Alabama Shakes. You did it. Well, Amita, for your big sell, are you going to take me to the past, bring me to the present, or perhaps push me into the future?
Oh, it's so funny you asked the question the way that you did. It is present, past, present. I think I'm going to name it present, past, present. I'm sure you've heard of a little group called TLC.
Yes, I have.
Love them. They ruled the 90s. Love their groove. Really awesome R&B group. Pour Some Out for Left Eye. They came out with an album. Did you know this?
No. And I'm sorry. I don't know if I want to know. Let's hear some more. I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
I will say they had done a performance on Today's Show and I was like, oh, okay, cool. They're just doing what a lot of groups from the 80s and 90s are doing. They're doing kind of like a reunion tour around the country. They're getting into the nostalgia of a lot of people who loved their music back in the day. But they've come out with new music for the first time in over a decade. And they came out with a track called Way Back, which is such a throwback to this cool, chill R&B 90s sound that they had. And I cannot tell you, like, it just gave me so many great vibes of them from their, you know, their height of their popularity. And I loved it. I really did fall in love with it. And I feel like it falls into that category that we always talk about, like grown-up pop. You know, they do like shout outs to like all these great artists that makes them feel like we go way back. And I would love for you to check it out, especially because you're a skeptic. But I think it's a cool laid back song for the summer too.
Actually, I'm removing some of my skepticism because, listen, if Missy Elliott can put out a song that I love, why not TLC? How many vocalists, though? Is it just the two members?
It's just the two members, and there is a rap by Snoop Dogg.
Okay, I have taken off my coat of skepticism, and I'm just wearing a vest of caution and a cap of excitement.
I'm sorry, a cap of what?
Excitement.
Okay, great. Really, this vest of caution is new to me.
Me as well. It was in the back of my closet. Okay. I think, you know what, had not heard of this, didn't know it was happening. All I knew was that at some point they were on some reality show where the third member of TLC was going to be chosen. That's why I was skeptical, because I just didn't want them to go through that.
That they're great, the two of them, and I think this song really just it could have lived on, you know, one of their older albums. That's how I felt about it.
Actually, that's all I need to hear. So now I'm all in. Vest of caution off.
But I like the vest of caution.
Oh,
it makes for a better big sell next week.
Oh, I'll wear that vest of caution.
Tune in for our new segment, The Vest of Caution. Right. Who will be wearing it next week? Stay tuned.
Tentatively.
I'll be wearing it on Saturday night for my date.
On that note, that is it for our show. Please be sure to stay in touch with us via Twitter and Instagram throughout the week. You can find us at Pop Insiders.
And definitely head over to InsidePopPodcast.com and listen to older episodes, check out bonus content, and of course, subscribe to this podcast.
Also, if you listen on iTunes, make sure to give us a rating and review.
And next week, more of the best in film, music, and television, as we always bring you, including our take on the season premiere of Queen Sugar. I know I cannot wait for it. I know you can't wait for more Ralph Angel. Bring it.
We've missed you, Ralph Angel.
Okay, everybody. We'll have a great week.
Bye-bye.